As a matter of fact, he has so much for us that I think he has to give it to us in pin drop amounts. If it was any more than that, I'm afraid it might crush us. I mean, even Moses, right? Moses wanted to see the Lord. God said, no, you die. Don't want that for you yet. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hide you between some rocks. I'll let you see my glory pass by. That should be enough. Any more than that, I'll kill you. All the more reason to have a heart looking forward to meeting him face to face, yes? When our faith becomes sight. But see, until then, we need him to encourage us because we are human, we are man, and our hearts fail. Circumstances, things in our life hit us, and our hearts begin to melt like wax. We need the Lord to encourage us. We need the Lord to uphold us. We need the Lord to renew us. And I want to take a look together with you tonight at just a small way that the Lord does that. It's through a word. I'm pretty sure that we've heard it lots. But I think there's a weight behind it. There's a work of weight that the Lord wants to place upon us and begin working that word into the very fibers of our being. I believe this one word is just one of many that the Lord can make known himself to us. That word is understanding. I'm going to read to you one verse, and I'm going to read to you that verse out of Exodus 31. Exodus 31, verse 3. I'm going to read that one verse in different translations. And the reason why I did that is because sometimes, how many of you are ready to go the moment the alarm goes off in the morning? I mean, you're rip-raring to go and you're, whoo, yeah, this is good. Or how many of you, when the alarm goes off, you hit the snooze button at least 10 times, and then you realize that you've only got like 2 minutes to be where you got to be, and you're like, oh, no, ha. Huh? And then you're like, oh, my goodness, seriously? I think sometimes mentally we're like that. And so I'm hoping that just in reading this, it will kind of help kickstart our minds, gear us in the same direction. Exodus 31, verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. I have given him the Spirit of God and make him wise and full of knowledge and expert in every sort of handwork. And I have filled him with the divine spirit of wisdom and understanding, knowledge to invent all manner of good works. Not only have I filled him with my spirit, but I have given him wisdom and made him a skilled craftsman who can create objects of art with gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge concerning every kind of artistry, artwork. There you go. It's a little fancy for me. Are we getting the idea? The first thing that I noticed, I do believe that many, many individuals come and meet on Sundays. They meet on Wednesdays. And they see the people up here, right? And they're like, oh man, I wish I could do something for the Lord. You know, there are individuals in his room who, with the simple stroke of a paintbrush, can produce a polar bear used during vacation Bible school, that when kids come in, they see it and they go, oh, wow. They turn this place into something else. You know, 2 Chronicles is filled with commandments from God saying, separate for me those who are skilled in sewing. Separate those, check this out, separate those for me who are good in all manner of cooking. Because I want them to cook for me and for my people. And you moms at home cooking, what a blessing. I liked what I heard one time. I have no idea where I heard it, so I can't take the credit for it. But there was somebody who made meals for their family. Wasn't exactly the best cook. But the cook came home one day with a bag of special spices. And the family said, what do you got there? Oh, it's my special blend of special spices. And she began to put it into the food, and the family would go, wow, this is really good. This is really good. And the years went on. The mom passed away. She passed on to her daughter that bag of special spices. And the family began to think, you know, it's been a long time, and it doesn't seem to be emptying out. What's going on? So curiosity got the best of them, and they opened it up. There was nothing in there. See, the mom just began to pray that the Lord would bless the food, and that he would sprinkle what she made with his love, his kindness, his joy, his mercy. Understanding. See, when we understand that the Lord is involved in what we do, the simple tasks that we do that we think are meaningless are not so meaningless. That's what being a part of the body of Christ means. It means that the Lord uses us. And if the Lord uses us, then who gets the glory? He does. So I'll read the full text of Exodus 31, 1 through 6. And the Lord said to Moses, listen to I have singled out Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, knowledge concerning every kind of artistry, He is a master of design in gold, silver, bronze, cutting precious stones to be set, wood carving and other craft. I have also appointed as his assistant, I have no idea how to say his name, the son of something, of the tribe of Dan. Moreover, I have endowed all the craftsmen with the wisdom to make everything I have ordered you. There's a lot there, isn't there? Just that one verse alone can impact our lives. Is it not the Lord that has set each and every single one of us apart? Is it not the Lord that has given us of his Spirit to do all manner of good works? So understanding, I don't get it. I don't understand. Well, let's try to understand understanding. Let's see how it works practically in leadership and administration. I'm just going to read through these. May the Lord speak to your hearts, direct your mind and your thoughts. Deuteronomy 1, 9 through 14. At that time I told you, you are too heavy a burden for me to carry alone. Adonai, your God, has multiplied your numbers so that there are as many of you today as there are the stars in the sky. May the Lord God of your ancestors increase you yet 1,000-fold and bless you as he has promised you. But you are burdensome, bothersome, quarrelsome. Sounds like our kids, huh? How can I bear it myself alone? Pick for yourselves from each your tribes men who are wise, understanding, and knowledgeable, and I will make them heads over you. You answered me, what you have said would be a good thing for us to do. You know, at first, as parents, we may not have much understanding as to how to raise our children. We do our best. But you see, the years go on, and we begin to learn, don't we? We begin to understand. We begin to learn how to speak to them. We begin to learn to do things in a way that get them to do what they're supposed to be doing. See, we have gained understanding. Here's another verse in 1 Kings 3:9. Also, give to your servant an understanding heart. Wow. How many of us in this room, no show of hands, how many of us have ever asked God, would you give me an understanding heart, a heart that understands matters? Give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people. Wow. To discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this, your great people? Give me an understanding heart. Deuteronomy 4:6. And you shall keep them and do them. Listen. For it shall be your wisdom and your understanding. What will be our wisdom and understanding? The command that came from God to Moses to Moses, to his people, his command, his word. That's what would be their understanding before the, now listen to this, for it shall be your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the peoples who hear all these statutes. And they shall say, this great nation is a people wise and understanding. Does this sound good so far? Does this sound like something that we can go before the Lord and say, Lord, I want that kind of understanding. I want that kind of understanding working in my life, evident, so that when others see, they go, man, that person's smart. There's nothing wrong with that. Not only are they smart, but man, they like understand. How about understanding? Is there a command? Oh, I think, yes, there is a command. But not only is there a command, there is a cry and there is a commission. Get understanding. You're my people. I have given you of my spirit. This is what I want you to get. You get understanding. Proverbs 2, 1 through 3. My son, if you will receive my words and lay up my commands within you, so as to incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart. Okay, there it is right there. Apply your heart to understanding. And you know what's frustrating in that? When we begin to apply our heart to understanding, we get frustrated that quick because I don't understand. It's all of a sudden, it's like our understanding or lack thereof becomes magnified. And we're like, oh man, I don't understand. Okay, are you ready? Apply your heart. Apply your heart to it. Yes, if you will cry out after discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. I'll ask, how many of you in your years of walking with the Lord, when you come before him quietly with no one else around, you know, for me, sometimes I'm like, oh, Lord, you've heard all my words. This sounds so repetitive. I'm so sorry. And so I just stop talking. And so there's like this silence. And there's this like just quiet communion between me and the Lord. But then you get quiet for a long time and it's really hard to open up your mouth again to the Lord. Well, I'll tell you one thing that he wants to hear. He wants to hear you lift up your voice and ask him, God, I want your understanding. I want it. I need it. I need it for my daily activities. I need it for every single aspect of my life. I'm lifting up my voice to you. I'm asking you for understanding. Proverbs 4:1, sons, daughters, hear the instruction of a father, pay attention to no understanding. 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forsake and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Wisdom is the main thing Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. There it is. If you were to get anything, then you put your getting to get understanding. See, that's worth setting your getting to, if that makes sense. And in all you're getting, get understanding. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Stretch your ear to my understanding. I like Proverbs 7:4. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding your kinsman. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your kinsman. They're personal. We're going to see how, why they're personal. Proverbs 8, 1 through 5. Wisdom is calling. Understanding is raising her voice. On the heights along the road where the paths meet, she is standing by the gates leading into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud, people, I am calling you, raising my voice to all mankind. Wisdom is calling. Understanding is raising her voice. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Foolishness is joy to him who lacks understanding, but a man of understanding directs his going. He who gets heart loves his soul. He who keeps understanding finds good. Buy the truth and don't sell it. And also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth, don't sell it. And also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. We are not of this world, we are in it. We are God's people. We have been called to seek after treasures that are not of this earth. Treasures that he has given us in his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. Those are the things we should be getting. Those are the things that we should be buying. Oh, and if you're not really understanding, well, how can I buy these things? Ask the Lord to help you understand. I guarantee you he will. Maybe that lack of understanding is there so that you would seek the Lord for that understanding. Understanding has a caution. I think this will make sense to us. A ruler that lacks understanding adds to oppression. That's in Proverbs 28:16. And when I saw that, I went, wow, but you know, it goes to show you, you don't necessarily have to have understanding to be a ruler. But if you don't have understanding, you're not going to be a very good ruler. You're not going to be very good in what you need to do. You see, there needs to be understanding. in those things. Proverbs 23:4, do not labor to be rich. And here's the caution. Cease from your own understanding. I'm hoping that there'll be some clarity, but you do need to understand when God created us and made us, when we were in union with Him without sin, I believe the understanding He had given us was directly from Him. There was nothing to separate. I think even as Christians, when we study the Bible, we start understanding stuff, and it can be a gain of like, oh man, this is really good. And we get into the knowledge of what's there, and we get so wrapped up in, oh man, this is so good, we forget about the person that makes these words living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We're going to see. We cannot make it impersonal. And there's a part of that where we have to let go of our own understanding. Ask the Lord, how? I don't understand. It's okay. He will give you that understanding. What time do I go till? Andy? Okay, then I need to start wrapping this up. Wow, and I only got through not even, okay. So, let's go. Okay, so there are rewards. Write these down. It would be a blessing, I do believe, for you to look them up. So there's a blessing and a reward of understanding. You can find that in Proverbs 24:3. All the ones I'm going to give you right now are in Proverbs, so you can just write the numbers. 28:2, 25, 17:27, 15:14, 14:29, 11:12, 10:13, 2:11. I need to share this, Proverbs 14:29. One slow to anger is of great understanding. He who angers easily exhibits folly. You know, I can honestly say that I think I think at one time I thought I understood, or I had an understanding, because I had a knowledge of understanding. I could explain it. I could talk about it. And it wasn't until recently the Lord showed me, you don't have understanding. What do you mean? You see, because a man of understanding is slow to anger. And Tony, you are not slow to anger. What do you mean? I mean, what do you mean, God? My son, learning to read, reads words that I think he should already know. As a matter of fact, I just don't understand why he just doesn't get it. I mean, it's just three letters. You just read it. What's going on? I am lacking understanding. How about on your job site? Somebody changes the music that you were listening to, and they put it onto something you don't like. Man, that can ruin your entire day, can't it? What are you doing? A man of understanding is slow to anger. He's of a calm spirit. So enough about that. I'm going to read real quick some passages in Daniel that hopefully tie all of what we've read kind of together. And then I want to go into the last part. Young men in whom was no blemish, but who were of good appearance and having understanding in all wisdom, having knowledge and understanding, learning. Even those with strength in them to stand in the king's palace and to teach them the writing and language of the Chaldeans. As for these four boys, God gave them knowledge and skill in all writing and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the days that the king had said to them, bring them in. The chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king talked with them. And among all that was found, none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So they stood before the king. And in any manner of wisdom and understanding that the king asked from them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, conjurers, and all in his kingdom, and Daniel continued to the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He causes kings to pass away and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who know understanding. Because an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, explaining of dreams and revealing of hard sentences and unraveling of knots, interesting, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will reveal this meaning. And I, Daniel, was faint, and I was sick for days. Afterwards, I got up and did the king's business, and I was amazed at the vision, but there was no understanding. And then he enlightened me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come to give you skill in understanding. And this is about all that we have time for, so I'll wrap it up with this. There's so much more. Paul writes in a prayer of his, he says that their hearts may be comforted, being joined together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding. There are riches that God has for us. And Paul knew, man, they need to know. God's people need to know there is an assurance. An assurance that God can give you an understanding. So how does this all tie in? Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And a shoot goes out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. Spirit of power. Spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's a sevenfold working of the Spirit of God. It's not seven different spirits. It's the Spirit of God. He is wisdom. He is knowledge. He is understanding. He is counsel. He is might. He is for us what we need. You have not because you ask not. All we simply have to do is ask him to fill us with his Spirit of understanding. And we can be fully assured that whatever work needs to be worked within us and in our mind as a result of his understanding in play in us will be done. We can be confident. We can be assured. So let's come together and let's ask him. Let's ask him to fill us. Let's ask him to go before us. Keep us safe tonight.